Wednesday, 4th of Tevis, 28th of December. Rabbi Yonason Rudin, Shlita, Love Thy Stranger. This week's Torah has been sponsored. Lil Nishmas, Rabbi Pinchas Yosef Ben Rub Shmuel Zafron Levrocha. On Shloshim of the late Mr. Paul Levine, Zafron Levrocha, regular Torah participant of many years. And jointly by family Rosenberg on the 6th yahrzeit of Mrs. Hansha Rosenberg, Olu HaSholem. Lila Nishmas, Alte Chana Nechabas, Rub Menachem Eliezer Olea Sholem, whose yahrzeit is today.
Okay, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So, the sugya that I'd like to look at today and share with you is the sugya of Ava Sager. Of the relationship we're meant to have to those who are not born into Klal Yisrael but have made a conscious decision to become Geri Atzedek. And truth is that it's an important inyan because they often get a raw deal despite the fact that the Torah says maybe 36 or maybe 46 times there's a mitzvah le'avis ager. There were two Hasidim that were fighting about whose Hasidus was more chashuv, whose Rebbe was a bigger Baal Moifes, a bigger Talmud Chacham, who had more political clout than these ones. And the Gero said, of course, you know, Halacha Kamoisi, Shenema, V'ahavtem es Hager, state in the Torah. And the visionist said, nein, you're reading the Pasuk all wrong. State in Pusuk, V'ahavtem es Hager. And I guess if we are somewhere located somewhere between Ger and Hagers over here, bang in the middle, so then we can look at the pasuk of Azai state in the Torah. Okay, v'chiyagor ischa itcha Ger ba'aretzuchem lo seinu allah to press the Ger ke'ezach mikem yelachem Hager agar ischem ahavta l'kamaycha. You've got to love the Ger like yourself. Ki Ger ma'isim beretz in tzarmon yeshem alekeichem. So. This is in Parshas Kedoshim, it says, V'ahavta l'kamaycha, in Parshas Ekev. Okay, V'ahavta m'esager, ki ger ma'isim beretz Mitzrayim. Seemingly, the Torah is making it connected to the fact that we were once strangers, we were once an oppressed minority, we were living as gerim in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim, brought us to Eretz Yisrael. We have sovereignty in our own land, we're building our own society, al pi Torah with Knisa La'aretz. And now the Torah says, remember, you were strangers, and therefore anyone that comes from the outside and comes in, you need to develop this sense of ahava for this ger. The question is, and the Malvin does bring some kind of these 36 or 46 different azharas or mitzvahs. The question is, what's the reason for it? So there's a Gemara, a rather cryptic Gemara, in Bava Metzia, which is all the more cryptic because the Rashi is not there. The Rashi on this Gemara is in Rashi at the end of Maseches Horeis. So the Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Lezer Godloi me mipri ma hishira Torah v'shroishim v'shisha makaymus v'imira barbar v'shisha makaymus. Why is it that the Torah warns us, adjures us to 36 or 46 times about the ger, but ger mipnei shesuroi ra? Because the ger is suroi ra. Now, I have no idea what the word surah ra means, and as I said, there's no Rashi there. There's just a little note on the side of the Gemara that says Rashi at the end of Maseches Horeis deals with this. Okay, it says Rashi at the end of Maseches Horeis, Yetzahara shuhasar shaloi, one sar, the master over us, or the angel over us, whatever you want to call it, is the Yetzahara. Okay, it's very strong, and that's a problem for the Ger. The Nachlas Yaakov gives a couple of explanations for it, and says the following. Okay, the first one is Rashi, Loi Mishpat Abcheira, Yetzahara Shusar Shalai Rahu Loi. Okay, the Yetzahara, who is his sar, is evil for him. Okay, Perish Acha Shusurei Ra, a different explanation, Shusurei Ra, Kloi Mashar Adam Af Im Sar Min Haderech Neach Lo Shub Adidei Pitri Dvarim. Any other person, if it goes off the derech, it's easy to bring them back through speaking to them nicely. Aval ger, what if a ger flies off the rails? Shivay Nachayza, they pity Dvarim Shasur Rave Nachayza. It's like the Pasuk says, Sur Me Rav Asetai, you know, desist, flee from evil and do good. Sur Rav, if a ger goes off, they ain't coming back. A Yid hopefully has some kind of zika, some kind of deep emotional connection to the Yiddishkeit that they were brought up with, whether it's the memories, whether it's the history, whether it's the legacy. And hopefully you can bring back a Yid to Yiddishkeit because they have, whether it's the taste of Bubba's Cholent, or whether it's the memories of Leila Seder, or whether it's a supporting, loving family that's waiting for them to come back. A Yid has this natural desire to come back home. Masha Eken, a ger, who's coming from some kind of non-Jewish, Goyish background, Surah Rai, if they go off, they're staying off, they're not coming back. That's the second pshat of Nachmas Yaakov. Perish Achai offers a third pshat. So Surah Rai Kolayim Mipnei Sar Meira Ma'avei Dezorah. Torah says in Tanakh, tell him, Sur Meira Vasei Taif. You've got to desist from evil and do good. So that's what he's done. This Geret's a Shevach to him. He's rejected Avei Dezorah. And therefore, because this ger is rejected Avodah Zarah and come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, who Bali Chlal Yisrael joined the Jewish nation, Alken Roy, Lechavos Anav Lekarvoy. Right, because this person has rejected idolatry, has rejected everything that is Sheker in the world, Surera, he's rejected it, he's been a Surmera, you've got to be the Asetev, you've got to bring him close. So they're very different pshatim. So really, we can either say like this, you know, there's two sides to look at this, and this is really the Chakira. Is the main driving motivator for this mitzvah Surah Ra, because he's got a stronger Yetzahara to go back to his old ways, and therefore we need to be more sensitive? Or, no, because he turned away from Avodah Zarah and embraced Yiddishkeit, we've got an obligation to bring him even closer. And we'll see some important nafkaminas between these two ways of looking at this special mitzvah of Avos HaGer. Okay? Again, is it because he's got a stronger Yetzirah to go back to Avodah Zarah, or because he's rejected Avodah Zarah, we've got a mitzvah to bring him even closer? So, if you have a look at the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Sasei Reish Zayin, there's a mitzvah, Le'eves HaGerim, there's a mitzvah to love a non-Jew. It says the Torah of Ahavtem Es HaGer, says the Rambam of Omipreshin Nichlos Besoraseinu, because this ger has decided to join Klal Yisrael and keep the Torah. Ha'isif Akel Ava Lavoso. It's true. Every year there's a mix of Avos Reim Ba'Avta Lerecha Kamoich for every Jew, and there's no question about it. Chris that became Chaim. Right, you have a mix of Avos Reim. Sure, he's a Jew like every other Jew, 100%. Says the Rambam, it's true there's a mitzvah after the Reach HaKamoicha to Chris, who is now Chaim. We're not even allowed to tell him his name used to be Chris. Okay, that might be oppressing the Ger. What am I looking number? This is the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs. Number six. Okay, number six, three lines down within the Rambam. It's true, says the Rambam, two lines down, even though it's true there's a mitzvah after the Reach HaKamoicha, because he's a Jew, called Dov of the Inyan. Nonetheless, there's an extra special mitzvah of Avos HaGer, because he has joined the Torah of his own volition, therefore Hashem says, "Ha'isiv Hakel Ava Lavasai." For Yosef Mitzvah in this surface, there's other mitzvahs. Okay, so therefore says the Rambam, because this ger has accepted the Torah of his own volition, the Torah tells us we have to love him even more, have extra love for him. Okay, when the Rambam brings this halacha in the Mishnah Torah, in number 7 in Hilchos Deos. Says the Rambam, Avas HaGer Shabav Nichnas Tachas Kamfei Ashkena, the love of a convert who's come to join under the wings of the Shechina. Shtei mitzvahs, I say there's two mitzvahs here. Achas, because he's Reim, he's your friend, he's his Avas, his Avas Yisrael. And the other one, because he's a Ger, and the Torah says, V'ahavtim es HaGer. Tziva al Avas HaGer, k'mo shetziva al Avas Atzmai. Hashem says, love the Ger just like you're meant to love Hashem. Torah says, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. Right? And the Rambam therefore compares V'ahavtim es HaGer to Avas Hashem. Okay, so it's literally like having an inherent love for them similar to your Avas Hashem, which would make sense. This Ger has embraced the Ribbono Shel Olam. So just like you have a love for Kodesh Baruch Hu, so you have a love for the people that have chosen to join HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. The Rambam is putting it together. That is one mahalach. Okay, that's the shita of the Rambam, you know, whichever aspect you choose to look at it, that this person's made a conscious choice, and therefore the Torah rewards him, so to speak, or obligates us to love him even more than your average yid. There is a totally different mahalach, which is really the Sefer HaChinuch and the Ramban. And this is the end of the Sefer HaChinuch and number 8. The Sefer HaChinuch says, it's true we have to do chesed and loving kindness for everyone, okay, but there's a greater kindness to embrace someone who's left his entire nation and family for a new nation. Okay, v'kamayi derech ni'imus v'chemda, this is towards the end of the Sefer HaChinuch over here, v'kamayi derech ni'imus v'chemda l'ischased v'ligmal toiva. How much is it? It's a pleasant way and a beloved way to do chesed and to do good for a person. Like Asher, this guy, he niach umaso v'kol mishpacha his base of it. He left his nation. He left his old family, his father's house, v'imah, his father and mother's house. V'yava and he's come lachso is tachas kamfe umah acharis. He's joined another nation. But avaso isa because he loves his other nation. V'chirasa v'emes because he's chosen the truth. V'sinas asheker and he hates falsehood. Okay, and therefore, says the Sefer HaChinuch, right, someone that's left their nation and family for a new nation, we should love them more. The Ramban takes us back to the fact that the Torah reminds us, Kigerim Hayisim Beretz Mitzrayim, you were strangers in Egypt. Okay, and therefore, we're about to start the whole period of Shovavim, where we talk about all these parishes that talk about Shibud Mitzrayim and Golos Mitzrayim and the Geula. What was life like for us in Mitzrayim? Gigerim Hayisim Beretz Mitzrayim. We were second-class citizens, is putting it mild. You know, we were the bottom of the barrel over there in Mitzrayim.
Not always,
but certainly by the end of it, we were the bottom of the barrel. So the parashas, the end of Bereishis, not. But by the time we're by Avidu Mitzrayim, as Bnei Yisrael Beforach, we're already at the bottom of the barrel. That's the Gigerim Hayisim Beretz Mitzrayim.
Why didn't Boaz then to explain himself for giving extra to Rus?
Firstly, Rus epis a chiddush, amoy mi vela amoy vis my avi vela my avi, I hadn't yet been clarified. Okay, so what do you mean? It could have been faket. You know, that was something that needed, it was an issue that still needed to be clarified. Had she been, had she come from Timbuktu, it might have been easier. Yeah.
In the Torah, where it is Mahavtan as a ger, yeah, because you would ger in the Torah,
yeah,
that taking the word ger more literally, strange.
That's the way the Ramban learned. The Ramban is saying, if you look at this Ramban in Shmos Chav Beis, okay? I'm going to read the whole Ramban, okay? But the Ramban is saying, someone that is joining with Klal Yisrael, Atim Yadatem as Nefesh Ager Ger, Ma'isim Eretz Mitzrayim, Kolei Ma'yadatem. This is towards the end. Ki chal ger nafsha shvela alav. Actually, every stranger, every ger, okay, has a low spirit. They're turning to Hashem. Okay, they are second class. They perceive themselves as second class citizens. They turn to Hashem, and Hashem has mercy on them like they had mercy on us. Okay, and therefore the ger, because they're an outsider, is a second class citizen. And doesn't want to, and we don't want him to feel like a stranger because there's going to be harsh consequences against us. Okay, when we're talking about, again, I'm not sure the Ramban is talking about just a random stranger, like, you know, that just might be in terms of our relationship towards humanity, you know, there's certainly a v'racham avol kol ma'asav. Okay, there's many different mitzvahs or inyonim that tell us we have to have a positive approach to every human being. But when the Torah says ava, it's generally only referring to Klal Yisrael. Okay, but there's, and like the Rambam said, again, I'm not conflating the Rambam and the Ramban, but I don't think the Ramban is talking about the bin man who's, carrying on celebrating Xmas. Okay?
Why is the Chinuch a different mahalach than the Rambam? I don't understand. It's the same, he's saying you have to be nice to them.
Because if you look at it in terms of the social disadvantage that they're at, the Chinuch, the Rambam doesn't mention it anywhere that a ger is at a social disadvantage. The Chinuch is mashma and the Ramban is clean.
Yeah, but they're not mechalim necessarily, are they?
Okay, again, we can call it the Ramban. Okay, we can argue about the Sefer Chinuch if you want. I think the mashmas of the Sefer Chinuch is that he's at a disadvantage, and therefore the Torah tells that the Torah compensates because he's naturally at a disadvantage because he's an outsider. It wouldn't. I don't think the Chinuch would necessarily go with the Rambam so straight. It's probably closer to the Rambam. Okay, but again, it's up for debate.
I'm happy to understand it.
Okay, now. The truth is, and therefore the Ramban mentions this, Rav Hutna in Pachad Yitzchak says that this is the Nakuda, and the Ramban is really focusing on the social standing of the Ger. And because this is someone who naturally, as an outsider in any group, there's always a fear, an apprehension, a suspicion of outsiders. That's human nature. Therefore the Torah comes along and says, because this person is an outsider, we compensate with the mitzvah of Avos HaGer. Going back to Rabbeinu HaRambam for a minute, the Rambam in Igros HaRambam, in the Tshuvos HaRambam, has a letter to someone called Ovadia HaGer. And the Rambam talks about, you know, you've got to have a Yiran, you've got to have Kavod for a parent, you've got to listen to a Navi, you've got to honor Talmidei Chachamim. The Torah never told me I have to love my parents, even though that love might be innate. The Torah never told me I have to love Talmidei Chachamim, even though I have to be Mizdabik to them, I have to have a Yira from them. Es Hashem Elokei Chasira. Right? But the Torah doesn't tell me I have to love Talmidei Chacham. It doesn't say that in the Torah. Hagamitz, it might be true. As a chelik of Avos HaTorah, the only person that the Torah tells us to love is the Ger. Okay? And it's an Ava which the Rambam told us is an Ava which is like Avos Hashem. And he criticizes, obviously someone had offended this Ovadia. And he says this person who offended this Ger was absolutely wrong. And instead of treating him as a fool, he should have embraced him as a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, who gave up his previous life, being Nichlas Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. So it's interesting. So in the Teres HaAdam LaAdam, Avraham Weinfeld asks, why does the Rambam state the love only applies to a Ger? Surely it applies to all of Klal Yisrael. Why is he focusing on that? And he has a very interesting chiluk. The Rambam says, in Mishnah Torah and in Sefer HaMitzvot, that Avos Yisrael is action-orientated. We have to do specific acts to another Jew as part of Avos Reim and refrain from other acts as part of Avos Reim. Avos HaGer is not Mechayev me any new action. You know, this is a Chris who is now Chayim. Okay, so I have my mitzvahs of Avos Yisrael, right? So whatever obligations I have to you, I've got to him. So then what's added by this mitzvah of Avos HaGer? It's not mechayev me any new actions, but it's mechayev me a real feeling of love in my heart. There. Okay, so that's the tosefes of this mitzvah, lefi the Rambam, is that not I have to do whatever my responsibilities are to my fellow Jew, I have to this Ger as well. But I'm meant to have an extra dose of love for him that I don't have for another Jew. Okay, that's the because why? Because of his choice to be Nichlas Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. Now, it's an amazing thing. If you look at the Ryakov Kamenetsky, and this is a...
Actually, you have an extra... If you've got a mitzvah after my fault, you have to get extra than that.
Let me ask you a question, okay? I'll get personal. A random Jew in Australia, do you have a mitzvah after Recha Kamechata? Yes. Yes. Your wife, do you have a mitzvah after Recha Kamechata? Yes. Is it the same? Meaning, it's the same Machayev. And the Torah says, Asal Adam Mekadosh Es Ishat Shirena, because the Torah says, V'after Recha Kameicha. But it's the same mitzvah, but its application works in differing intensities depending on your relationship. So the Ger suddenly gets jumped to the top of the pile. Okay? Similar to Avos Hashem.
More than your wife.
Next time, tell your wife she's a moshel for Avos Hashem. That's also Machach in the Rambam. I love you, darling, but you're just a moshel for Avos Hashem. It might not go down too well, but it's Emes. Okay, meaning in the Rambam, the end of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says that Hashem gave us human relationships in order to learn how to have a relationship with Hashem. Essentially, all of our human interactions are a model, because otherwise it would be too abstract. So all of our human relationships, and therefore the same rules apply to human relationships that apply to Avos Hashem, which is essentially the lesson that Avraham Avinu taught the world, because he's called Avraham Mayhavi, but that is a shiur for another time. Okay? But it's a fair question, and hopefully a satisfactory answer. But check out this diuk, which is classic Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Okay, Rav Yaakov Zatzal in the Emes LeYaakov says, look at this, okay? When the Torah says to love the Ger, what's the Lashon in the Torah? V'ahavtem? Es HaGer. When the Torah says love your fellow Jew, what's the Lashon in the Torah? V'ahavtem L'Re'echa. What's the difference between Es and L? says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, love towards your fellow Jew is vahavta la, love towards your ger is vahavtem es. When the lamed is used, it's dictating an act towards others. When it's es, it's an inner love. Beautiful. Right? The Torah is meducted till the last letter. He's saying, vahavta la, I have to do something for him. My fellow Jew, I have to do things. That's what Goyim Elchanan said. Vahavta es is an emotion. Okay? Really, gewaldic. Okay? Okay, plug that into Vahavta Hashem Elokecha. Doesn't say Vahavta La Hashem Elokecha. Now, the Medrash Tanchuma, number 14, says the reason why Gerim is special, okay, is because we, Klal Yisrael, we were Makabal the Torah, because it was Mukhrach, you know, whether it's because we saw, we heard a Kodesh Baruch Hu speak, Atem Re'isen Kimino Shamayim Dibayti Yimachem, whether it's because Kapalem Harka Gigis, whether it's because it's absolutely blatantly clear the Rabbeinu Shem spoke at Har Sinai, okay? We accepted the Torah that way. We saw the Isis and the Mifsim. We have a Masorah going back in an unbroken chain of tradition with, 150 Dairus or whatever it might be. Okay? The Ger, on the other hand, he never saw any of this and he still comes along. Okay? And therefore they have a level up, says the Medrash. So it's interesting, therefore, so then Rabbeinu Bechaya says, uses this Medrash, you know, the Gemara, which says, Kashim Gerim Yisrael Kasapachas. Okay, so he says, and there's lots of different ways to learn it, he says this idea of Kashim Gerim Yisrael is not a criticism of Gerim, rather, actually, it's a criticism of us. Like the old joke goes, if you go into it, how do you spot a Gerim Shul? Is the only one davening with Kavanah?
Yeah.
Okay, meaning that's Mamish this Rabbeinu, this is Mamish this Rabbeinu Bechai. Right, the Kashim Gerim Yisrael Kasapachas is not a criticism of the Ger, it's a criticism of us. The Wisha, that's his notion, right? The Ein, in the middle, Ein Zenema Lignaya Gerim El Lignaya Yisrael. Strong words, that's how much that joke. El Lignaya Yisrael, Ben Bechai, it's not me. Okay, Kulayim, the Kavan Shah Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the middle of number 15. Kavan Shah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Raya Machshav Tam, Sha'azu Mishpachtam, the Eretz Melatam, they've left, number 15, they've left, you know, they've left Mozambique, and they've become Jewish. When we take it easy and we don't have our foot on the gas in our Avodas Hashem, and this Ger of whom everything is new and exciting and inspiring, that's Kashim Yisrael. It makes we're meant to have that bren for Torah and Mitzvahs that Chris now has. Chaim, sorry. Okay. Now I tell you something beautiful, by the way, something absolutely gorgeous, because. You know, I don't know how, you know, Tfilah's a big avoider. You know, but we daven for them every day. In fact, I was saying to a certain Gioris that was going through a big, she's a big tzaddikas, and she and her husband are both Gerim, and she's going through Yisurim, Nerva Ayim. Fine, frum, upstanding family, and she's has a machla that really is incredibly debilitating. So they came around, I was speaking to them, and I told her, it's because of Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael daven for you three times a day. Val Geir HaTzedek. And look, the bracha's there. Al HaTzadikim, Al HaChassidim, Val Zikni Amcha Beis Yisrael, Val Peitas Seifreihem, Val Geir HaTzedek. And look at this comment of Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz in the Yaris Tvash. It's just, it's mamish Yaris Tvash, mamish sweeter than honey. Okay? He says, B'yichud, four lines in, at that point, when you say the words Al Geir HaTzedek, and so if the Te'elis of the Shears, we should have a little bit more Kavanah in this bracha. Even once, and it was worth it. V'yichud lispal lo teves Geir HaTzedek, to daven for the Geirim. V'yasim lalev le'avisam kanavshu, put in your heart when you say those words, to love them like you love yourself. V'lekayim mitzvah v'haftim es again, to fulfill the mitzvah of loving the Geir. As it says, to be kosher came his man Azeh, how much more so in our time, in his time, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz is living 1690 to 1764. Okay, you know, times weren't exactly the greatest for the Jewish people. Sha'anu betachlis ashiflus. The Jewish people are again at the bottom of the barrel. Right, v'shachem ad la'afa. You know, the non-Jews are treating us like complete rubbish. Kimat l'nishar. Bonu oid ruach chiyuni. We're almost dead. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. Rishayim betachlis aroimimus. And the Rishayim at the top of the pile. Woo, this guy, out of nowhere, Hikar Hashemes. Hari zeh mamish ma'isa Avraham Avinu shehikar Hashem b'soich ha'olam choshech. V'her m'mizrach tzedek. This ger, when Klal Yisrael are being treated and battered into pogroms and massacres of Chmelnitsky and whoever knows what else. And nonetheless, a ger tzedek. By the way, for hundreds, if not a thousand years in Ashkenaz, there were kimat no gerim because the church would have just killed them. Well, if you go to Oxford, there's a by the river in Oxford, very difficult to get to. There's a plaque by a river in Oxford, state dot an often plaque in memory of Robert of Reading. Who was Robert of Reading? Haggai of Oxford. There was a ger tzedek in the 1200s. Who was a Christian priest called Robert of Reading. It was Hikiras Emes. Right? And he got killed. He got executed. We know the stories of Avram ben Avram, Count Potocki, from Vilna. Okay? But again, they were few and far between, and they knew they were going to risk their lives to become a ger tzedek. Okay? So it says to be Amos and Ibishitz. In a time when Kalanus of Atachlis and Shiflus to daven for them because they're mamish kavram avinu. This individual is comparable to Avraham Avinu. So, Vaita, just to push forward in the few minutes that we have left. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Avos Hager is directed inwards. There are no specific acts. Okay? The Sefer HaChinuch, who sees the mitzvah as a function of the Ger's social standing, would also say there's no specific act. But there could be a few nafkaminas between the two. Okay? Lamashal. Let's say, you know, there's a guy waiting at the bus stop and I show him extra sensitivity. And I'm super duper kind to him. Allah, I find out he was a ger. Was I Mekayim the mitzvah haftim as a ger or not? Okay, according to the Rambam, I wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah because my love of gerim has to come. Because he was Mekabel the Torah. I didn't know, I just thought he was a regular Jew. Okay? But, according to the Ramban, if it's a function of the social standing, then Afsha, the guy feels good about himself. Now this person helped me, he feels accepted. Okay, so it could be that's one nafkamina. Another shaila is, what about the descendants of Gerim? Okay, would it apply to future generations? It's a Minchas Chinuch discusses it. The Minchas Chinuch says, if you're a ger in Indian marriage, i.e. could you marry a mamzer or a kohen, about not marrying a kohen, you could be considered a ger. Okay? The Prima Godin says no, absolutely not. It's only the person that made the choice. The kid didn't make the choice. The kid was born later. The kid was born a Jew, like you and me. And therefore, no, there's no mitzvah after Masah Ger to the child that's the son of the Ger, as opposed to the Minchas Chinuch, who says it's possibly true. And again, Mimonavshach, you could again say the same Chakira. If it's to do with their choice to become Jewish, then Avada and Avada, it's only the Ger themselves. If it's because of lack of social standing, then there's a major tzad to say that either the children who are also, going to suffer from that incorrect lack of social standing, then there's a reason to say it would apply to the kids as well. Okay, another interesting shaila is, what about a ger prior to conversion? He's not yet Jewish. But he comes to shul 3 times a day, and he's keeping kosher, and he's got a beard and payas, and the rest of it. So Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlov, Tainas, based on a very early Rishon, okay, called Rabbi Yitzchak Albala Joni. He quotes it in the Azharas. Okay, look at the beautiful words. Yechze, number 20. Yechze betzilchem hager habale his gaya. Okay, that's not yet Jewish. Boim machal shem asisi, and you should makabel him, etc. Okay, again, I think every goy in the world has the right to become a yid. Have the right to upgrade the neshama, but tonight they're sincere and they want to keep Torah mitzvahs. The hoops that the beis din make them jump through, rightly so, is to ensure they're sincere. Otherwise, the whole thing's completely afka. The beis din's job is to ensure their sincerity and to ensure there'll be a life of kiyum of Torah mitzvahs afterwards. Okay, but once that's been established, mitzvah avos hager. Okay, there's so much more to say. But the Rosh discusses how can you make a bracha of tzivonu lamal hager? What's my mitzvah to mal the ger? The guy's a goy. How have I got a mitzvah? I've got a mitzvah to go maling everyone to Shem Geiris. So what's the mitzvah? So it seems, mashma from there, there's a mitzvah of Avos Hager. He can't become Jewish without Mila. Okay? So the mitzvah of Avos Hager should also be in the process. This guy's made a conscious decision. I want to join the Jewish people. Right now, he's sitting on the table. He's a goy. Even once he does the Mila, you know, Mila and Tvila, but Hagam, you know, 2 minutes beforehand when the Moyel's making the bracha of Lama Lasagirim, right, there's clearly some kind of mitzvah there because he wasn't yet Jewish because he hadn't had the Mila. Okay? The Rambam, however, on Avos Hager Shel Nichnas Tachas Kanfei Hashchina would imply that it's only once he's a proper Jew then it would, okay, would it do that? The last thing to say is Al Derech HaMusa, we can extend the Sefer HaChinuch. I think this is also another very important Nekudah, is to people that are socially disadvantaged in society. A ger has no family, no support system. Hu Hadin, I think you could legitimately include amongst the Sefer Chinuch, Baalei Tshuva. Baalei Tshuva that have left there, they might have been born Jewish. They were brought up without any family support of Torah and Mitzvah. They have no Girsa D'Yanka, so they don't have family that are taking care of them throughout their journey into Torah and Mitzvah and as they establish from families. Certainly according to the Sefer Chinuch. Okay, and maybe potentially according to the others as well. And certainly Al Derech HaMusa that the Sefer Chinuch brings. Absolutely, this mitzvah of Avos Ager can be learned in its more kind of broader context of extending it to anyone who is naturally going to be disadvantaged in Alfram society because they don't have that natural support system. So we'll leave it there, but at least hopefully something to understand in what is a very important. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be better to say,